أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. This is also Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 254. And this is the seventh of the ayat that begin with Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, O you who have brought Iman, O you who believe, Anfiqu mimma razaqnakum, spend from that which we have provided for you. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just command us to spend, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear that whatever our possessions be, it is all from the provisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. And it becomes clear that whatever insan owns, in reality all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The spending here is both the fard spending, like that of zakat, the wajib spending, like sadaqatul fitr, and then all the other nafal charities that we give, which we generally term as lillah or sadaqat, etc. But really, the truth of it is that whatever we possess, the question actually would be, are we the real owners? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. Everything is in the possession of Allah. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Belonging to Allah are the treasures of the skies, the treasures of the earth. Everything is in the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ownership is a very superficial ownership. It is not a real and a genuine ownership. In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aminu billahi wa rasooli wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi. Believe in Allah, believe in His Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then وَأَنْفِقُوا and spend مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِي from that wealth which we had made you trustees of. And it stands to reason, a trustee, a custodian is never the owner of something, but he holds it in trust until it is given to the rightful owners. And hence this is that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. It belongs to Allah ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a kind of trusteeship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an ownership, but of a very superficial nature insofar as akhirat is concerned. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, what would we, when would we spend this? Min qabli ay ya'tiya yawm. Before a day comes, referring to the day of Qiyamah. And here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that there is an urgency. But together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also showing us, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you send forth, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم. Whatever you send forth for yourself, on the one hand, it is going to be to your benefit, but on the other side, when you get there on the day of Qiyamah, you will find whatever deed you had done, and especially insofar as our ibadat are concerned, our spendings are concerned, and every other act of deed, all of it, if it was done with ikhlas, it was done with sincerity, then obviously we will find it there by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now telling us that it should be before the day of Qiyamah, but in actual fact, it is before the day we leave this world. Before we leave this world, we should carry out those deeds. that spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we get there on the day of Qiyamah, it will be there, it will be in our scales, and it will be for our benefit. But on the other hand, there is another very important message that this ayah is giving, that sometimes as insan we withhold, we hold back, and we do not want to spend. And generally, man in his nature would try to hold till the last day he leaves this world, and then he would want to disimburse, and then he would want to give out his charities. And we find the very important question is, who knows when he is going? Who knows in what condition a person is going to leave? Are we going to be in our senses in the last part of our lives? Would we have the chance to do all of this? Hence we find Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrating, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyu sadaqati a'zam. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyu sadaqati a'zamu ajra, which sadaqa carries the greatest reward? Which sadaqa is greatest in his reward? Which charity, obviously this is the nafl charities we are speaking about, that holds the greatest reward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun shahihun takhsha al-faqr wa ta'mulu al-ghina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that charity, when at the time of giving, number one, you are in good health. You're not ill, you're not sick, you're not terminally ill, you're not invalid. But at that time when you are in the best of health, you spend from your wealth. And of course, all of this would mean for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam understood the psychology of insan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have a greed for wealth. Generally, man in the norm would have a greed in the earlier part of his life. Even in the latter part of the life, there would be greed. But obviously, not in that state when a person is terminally ill. A person is well in one sense. A person has that desire for wealth, that greed for wealth. Number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you fear poverty. Who doesn't fear poverty today? Everybody has the fear that maybe the wealth will leave us, or maybe there will be something. But another important thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a few ayats after this, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Remember, the very important thing is, one of the ploys of shaitan against us is shaitan will promise us al-faqr. Shaitan will promise us poverty, and that will be the reason why man may hold back. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَتَأْمُلُ الْغِنَى, and you have a keen desire to become wealthy. You want to accumulate, but at that time you give out the wealth that you are, number one, sahih, you have this greed for wealth, you fear poverty, you have the keen desire to become wealthy. At that time, a person spends, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the advice, وَلَا تُمْهِلْ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. Do not postpone your charities. Do not hold back your charity until that time when the ruh reaches the gullet, it reaches the throat. In other words, when a person is in the throe of death, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلْتَ لِفُنَانٍ كَذَا وَلِفُلَانٍ كَذَا. Then you want to give out in your charities, and now you want to say for such and such a person, such and such an organization, a masjid, a madrasa, now I want to distribute and I want to give out. Don't wait for that time, وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانٍ, because at that time when a person is in the throes of death, technically, a great deal of one's wealth has already been transferred in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Shariat to one's inheritors. Now somebody else has become the owner of the wealth, and we want to spend that wealth at that time. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want from us. It is not that it will not be of benefit. There will be benefit at that time also, but the greater benefit is that when a person is in good health, a person is young, a person is energetic, one wants to accumulate, we have that greed for wealth, but at that time a person spends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم. That before this day comes, the day of Qiyamah, technically meaning before mouth comes upon us, let us spend from our wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.